Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox, and I'm inviting you to check out my new devotional book, Fresh Hope for Today, Devotions for Joy on the Journey. Sometimes life takes a detour and our way grows weary, but this book's 90 meditations renew our hope with its reminders of God's presence with us. You can buy it wherever Christian books are sold and on my website, gracefox.com. And now, after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Luke 17:19.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is Luke 17:19. And he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." Do you remember how difficult life was during the pandemic? For fear of spreading a virus, we couldn't spend time with our family members or celebrate special occasions with them. We couldn't shake hands or give spontaneous hugs. It was a lonely time. And now, imagine living like that for a lot longer than 2 years. Today's verse comes from the story of the 10 lepers. In New Testament times, lepers were regarded as untouchable. The disease ate their fingers, toes, nose, ears, lips, and limbs. It affected their nerve endings, so they might accidentally cut themselves but feel no pain. Without pain, they wouldn't think to care for the wound, and they would end up with a roaring infection that smelt like rotting flesh. The disease also affected their voice box and left them with raspy voices. Lepers endured a slow, agonizing death that might stretch into 30 years. It affected them not only physically, but also emotionally. Their communities banned them for fear of spreading the disease. They could no longer be part of their families. No human touch, no kiss, no handshakes, no hugs. They lived in colonies. They couldn't work, and they begged for food in order to survive. One day, Jesus entered an area where a colony of lepers lived. The men had heard about his coming and his ability to heal, and they called out to him in desperation. Jesus responded by telling them to show themselves to the local priest. This command may have seemed a bit strange, but it respected Old Testament law. The local priest was assigned to examine people who had been sick but now claimed to be healthy. It was his job to declare them clean so they could re-enter society and no longer be constrained by social distancing. The lepers responded in faith. They turned and headed for the temple despite the fact that their bodies were still afflicted by the dread disease. Jesus honored them for their faith, and he healed their bodies as they went on their way. Imagine their joy when their bodies were made well and the priest declared them clean. They could resume their lives. They could return to their spouses, their kids, and their parents. They could go back to work, back to worship, back to community. They would no longer have to call out that word, unclean, to warn others of their presence. Jesus brought the living dead back to life that day. The ten had so many reasons to throw themselves at his feet in gratitude, but only one returned to worship him. Only one, and he was a Samaritan at that, a foreigner. Foreigners were not allowed to enter the areas of the temple reserved for Jews, and lest they forget, the message, "No foreigners allowed," was scrawled on the temple's outer wall as a reminder. So, religious laws forbid him from worshiping God in the temple, but according to this account, nothing stopped him from worshiping God right there in the moment. This man threw himself at Jesus' feet and praised him with a voice that was no longer raspy. His words came loud and strong, filled with gratitude for the gift of healing, for the gift of life restored. The other nine men rejoiced too, but they went on their way and never looked back. What made the difference between the nine and the one? The nine rejoiced in the gift, but they failed to recognize the connection between the gift and the giver. The one rejoiced in the gift, but he understood that the gift came from God. He understood the connection, and that prompted him to pursue relationship with the giver of the gift. And here's the gem we discover in the deep dive today. When Jesus said to him, "Your faith has made you well," he used the word sozo, for the word we translate as well. This word denotes the salvation of his soul. The other nine lepers received healing for their bodies, but this man received something more, the healing of his soul. My friend, how often do we ask God to meet a need we have and then, having received it, go on our merry way? We take the gift and we appreciate it, but we fail to make the connection between the gift and the giver. We fail to express our gratitude by pursuing relationship with him. Jesus died so that we might live. He's given us the gift of salvation. Our human tendency is to nod and say thanks and then turn to pursue our own desires and agendas. But let's learn from the one, from the foreigner. Let's make that connection between the gift of salvation, new beginnings, and eternal life, and the giver of these gifts. Let's respond by throwing ourselves at Jesus' feet in humble gratitude and worship. He deserves no less. Let's pray. God, we thank you for the gift of salvation made possible through your Son, Jesus. We owe you our lives for giving us life. We owe you everything. Words cannot express our gratitude, so hear our hearts and know that we acknowledge you as the giver, worthy of all our praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Jesus wants our fears to launch us toward faith. Then he grins and says, "Do you trust me? Because together we can do this." With Mornings with Jesus, you can start your day in a positive way. Find hope through inspirational stories and scripture. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Mornings with Jesus. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.